Let me see. All right, I think I've started a recording already, so let's get going. One of the books that, by God's grace, I've written, I've done almost about 80 pages on the computer. Very extensive material, good material. And the title is In the Footprints of Enoch. In the Footprints of Enoch. It was birth in me when I was reading a book. So, and let's go and teach them the song. Let your wife come and sit down. Let's have our service. Go teach them the song. It was birth when I was reading a book entitled The Torch and the Sword by Rick Joyner. And in that book, as I read, Rick Joyner talked about his encounter with Enoch, number one. And then also he talked about a small boy, a little boy, a child, that he met in his visionary experiences or so. I can't remember the story quite well. He met in his visionary experiences that was speaking to how God is bringing a generation of children who will be part of the battles of the end time. And so, as I read, that thing got so hot in me, and I began to write In the Footprints of Enoch. And by God's grace, I've done some extensive material. I need to polish that thing up and publish it. I need to really, really, really publish that material, because it's talking about calling forth an immortality-ready people. A people who are ready for immortality, a people who are dead already. So this morning, I want to welcome you to the service. Welcome to BNS. In this place, we say lives are changing, nations are being transformed, because individual lives actually constitute the life of a nation. What is true of one individual will be true of the family, and the family unit is that structure of a nation. If families of the earth, if families in nations are failing completely, then it means that our nations will completely fail. That is why if somebody is wanting to rise into leadership, not just in ministry, but political leadership, it is important that kind of experience that family would have given to the person. However, the call of God is supreme, and these are the things we want to discuss this morning. So welcome to the service. We believe lives are changed on this mountain. We believe that through this, nations are transformed. We believe that these people will go and define spiritual pathways, because each and every individual is a trailblazer. You are actually a torch walking through the earth, and therefore you have a peculiar path and an expression of God. When we see you, you are a unique expression of God that nobody can ever express. That is what makes you so special and powerful. And then the Bible tells us of the testimony of Jesus Christ. We have become God's testaments in the earth. And so when our lives get changed and our nations get transformed and we are walking in our purpose and the call of God for our lives, what happens is that we are God's testimony in the earth. We are God's testimony. Bernard, we are God's testimony in the earth. So this morning, I want to get back into the teaching of God's word. I want to get back into the teaching of God's word and continue to talk to you about equipped for the work of ministry. Equipped for the work of ministry. Over the weeks that have gone by, right from 2023, we have talked about what is ministry. And I think we may have to come back maybe next week and jump into it again and define ministry. And define ministry. I quite remember there used to be one gentleman who both himself and the mother, they came from Catholic background, and through several experiences and encounter of God, through the grace of God upon my life, they now started fellowshipping with us. This young man had a fiancée, and there was this couple that came from another country that said they were called prophets and evangelists. And on one occasion, this little boy, when we close, we have to pray for him. Yeah, we have to pray for him. There's something about it. We have to pray for him. This couple will tell the gentleman that we are the ones who have been called to do the work of God. You have not been called to do the work of God. So the mobile phone, the extra mobile phone that you have, which he wanted to give to the fiancée, and the fiancée never had a mobile phone, so the communication was a problem. He had to call somebody so that he can interact with the fiancée. And that was bad. I've seen somebody who was doing that, and they took the fiancée away from him. He was calling his friend to talk to the fiancée, and eventually they took the fiancée away from him. And this couple said they are the ones who have been called into ministry. Please listen to me carefully. Maybe next week we will try to define ministry from the Greek perspective and maybe even the Hebrew perspective, if there's anywhere to that. I've not checked the Hebrew. And we will apply broadly. They said, we are the ones who have been called. You have not been called. So give us the extra mobile phone that you have so that we can use it to do the work of ministry. And this guy didn't listen to what? And he gave the phone to them. Eventually he lost his relationship too, just like the other person I knew. And it appalls me to think, how can somebody say we are the ones, because we are preaching the gospel, we are the only people called into ministry? Now, basically, when we say ministry, ministry means to serve. So you are serving with a unique call upon your life. Please listen to me. You are serving with a very unique call upon your life. So me, Pastor Sammy, Albert, and every other leader that is serving in this work, we are serving, we are doing the work of ministry with a unique call in maybe the office of a prophet, of an apostle, of an evangelist, of a pastor, of a teacher of the word. We are serving in capacity as maybe children ministry leader. We are serving through a unique call. You know, we went to the hospital past week. My wife wanted to do some, this week, that passed. My wife wanted to do some checkup. So we went to the hospital. When we went to the hospital, there was a lady, one of the nurses who was standing. I don't know what she was actually doing there. She was just constantly there until we left. I don't know if she will leave there. But she had this infectious smile. When she smiles towards you, you feel accepted. You feel welcome into the place. In fact, if you want to check any information, you want to go to her to talk to her because she had this smile she carried. So you will find that somebody is called with a very unique call of God upon his or her life to serve, to do ministry in the area of protocol. When he stands and he welcomes people, the smile, the welcome is so embracing and so infectious. You feel, I want to go back the next time and meet that brother at the entrance or in the meeting space. I heard a story of a gentleman, I was in a meeting when he shared. He said he was in Sweden. He visited Sweden. And he said he visited a church in Sweden. He said there was a gentleman, tall guy, who was standing at the entrance and welcoming people to the service. He said the way the guy would shake you and his smile and just the little words that he would speak to you. He visited Sweden, or he wants to go back to Sweden because of that church. So all of us, we are called. Say, I am called.
I am called.
Say, I have a ministry.
I have a ministry.
And I will serve in my ministry. With my unique call and unique purpose. I want us to repeat that again. Say, I am called.
I am called.
In fact, I am called by God.
I am called by God.
I did not call myself.
I did not call myself.
I will serve. With my unique call and purpose in my generation. So David was called, and he had a unique call. And that call was expressed through the leadership of kingship. Somebody is called, and he has this unique call, and this call is expressed through, maybe he is a teacher. So Monday to Friday, he is in the classroom. Sammy, I want you to change what you are playing. I want you to play something smooth, and I want you to flow. Either you sing a song in your head and flow, okay? you are hitting the chord, and it's not in tandem. So just play, my Jesus, how I love you. I know thou art mine, for thee all the pleasures of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, Adam, if I ever love you, my Jesus, this man. So just flow in the spirit. Just flow. So you are called. You have a calling. This morning, I want you to listen to me than you have ever done before. Because I'm going to address a few things. And if you don't listen carefully, you will tell yourself, what did I hear? You know, Jesus Christ, do you know Jesus Christ organized conferences when he came? He organized, look at the way the children are shouting. They saw a woman and they are shouting. The joy is everywhere. And sometimes some of us, the human being, when I saw you, my joy has gone to nth degree. So in fact, I'm excited. Jesus will organize conferences. When he's done, everybody's like, what did he say? This guy is a wine bibber. This guy is saying we should eat human meat. We should drink human blood. They don't understand anything. Then his disciples will go to him and say, Charlie, what did you tell the people? What is the meaning? You said something. When I heard it, it sounds some way. What's the meaning of it? Can you explain it? He said, it is for you. It has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. You are the proper people who understand the mysteries of the kingdom. So when we are in meetings, I don't want to just say service. When we are in meetings, it is very, very important that we listen with the ear of excellence. Because the Bible says, beware how you listen. Beware what you listen. Very, very important. So I'm saying that you have a call, and I have a call. So this morning, we're going to be talking about the process that is in the call. When you go through the process of your call, what happens to your life? Last week, we said that many people are not processed. Hence, they become a problem and a burden to society. When they are in ministry, they become a problem and a burden to the people they lead. They abuse them because the pattern that they saw in their leader or growing up is a pattern that means manipulate people. So they will manipulate people. And whereas God was trying to take them through the process of taking manipulation out of them, they refuse. So they'll manipulate people. When they become bosses, I know I'm talking to people, men and women, who sometimes in your life, you may find yourself being a leader in a company. In fact, even if you're not a leader in a company, you are a leader in your home. And how you treat your children is as a result of what kind of experience you have. How you talk to your husband, how you talk to your wife, how you talk to your subordinates is as a result of the worldview that has impacted you and what information it has left in you. So you will find there are certain mothers. They like to poison their children. They will poison their children, spoil their mind, mess them up. I heard a testimony of a girl that said that the mother told her that you, when you get up, the men are just sleeping with you. They are not giving you anything. What kind of idea is that? You are literally telling her that go sell yourself and make money. And when you listen to the story carefully, it's because her mother herself actually comes from a background when it's just that the same experience. So process is important, not just for ministry, but for life. Process is important, not just for doing the work of God, but for life. Let me tell you another story. Then I get into this word. I had a story of a lady who got married. And when they married, every day, she will wear a new panty. The old one, she's packed it. In 1 month, the husband said, honey, what's happening? Why are you not washing? He said, no. She wears one pant, brand new pant, every day. In a year, 300, my goodness. The ladies are laughing because they know the cost of it. In a year, 300 and something, 366 pieces of clothes. Wow! And the story was that is the way the rich father brought her up. And me, poor man Pekin, I go marry rich man daughter. The way, the process she has experienced, what she has gone through, she is trying to. So the man realized that in 1 month, when they check the budget for the underwear, no. He has to now take a process. Understanding that, look, life is not like this. Sometimes you will go through. Sometimes even the money to buy the gas cooker is not there. What do you do? You remember when the gas cooker was not working. You remember your mother did something and then you had food. So you went through process that period of time. And so you implemented the same thing. You realized that you had food in the house. And your husband will get home and he doesn't know how you organize it. And then you tell him the gas is finished. He says, but how did you prepare the food? It brings joy and peace to the home. But another will say, we'll lay the table and cover the bowl and everything. And so your food is ready. When he gets there, he said, how come? He said, we didn't know that the gas didn't get finished. That is a process she experienced. And so when we marry people, when we come into ministry, when we lead organizations, everything that we do, what we have been through is what we bring to our husbands and wives. May God help us. All of us, we need to be processed. Whether you are a married woman, married man, a pastor, an evangelist, a prophet, apostle, a driver, whatever you are called, and therefore process is important to make the actualization of the call, to make the call real. To make the call real. So let's get into scripture. Let me start from here. And then I tell you a little bit of what happened last week. And then I will begin to tell you when process comes, some of the things that begin to change in our lives. That is the thing I want to go after today. Second Timothy chapter 1. Second Timothy. I just recall one of the pastors I serve under. He's late now. When he will say Second Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. The New King James Version. It says, who has called us, referring to God, who has called us, no, sorry, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. I want you to say this with me. Who has called me?
Who has called me?
Please say this with me. Who has called me?
Who has called me?
No, let's start this way. Who has saved me?
Who has saved me?
And called me
with a holy calling.
Not according to my works.
According to
but according to his own purpose, and grace
which was given to me
in Christ Jesus before time began. So you have a call, and this call that is upon you is older than the devil. I would love you to be making notes, because one day you will be standing here, or we will send you somewhere, and before you realize, you are the one supposed to teach. Number one, the call of God upon your life is older than the devil. The call of God upon your life is not for your mother's womb. It's older than your existence. Number two, the call of God upon your life is in Christ Jesus. You did not receive a call from any idol. You did not receive a call from your father. I did not receive a call from my great-grandfather. The call that I have is a call from the Lord. The Bible says, what is it that you have which has not been given to you? Everything you and I have today has been given to us by God. And it's important that we have to begin to discern and identify those calls. And I've said those things before. Identify, look into your life and ask yourself the question, what is it that I enjoy doing? What is that thing that I enjoy doing? You know your husband, there are some special things about him. If you've not seen, get discernment, you will see that thing. If you say organize a party right now, your husband will organize it. I'm telling you, if you like, you just said with the next 1 month, we'd want to have a party. He has some ideas in his mind. He will make some things. Before you see, he has identified that there is not something that is available. He will push the thing and make sure the thing is there. And he knows how to do them. You know that thing. You know the food. He knows how to take care of people. So I'm even thinking of coming to live in your house, because he has a call that makes people feel caring. I want to come and live with you. Ahuma, hey! He will take care of you and you will feel at home. It's a very unique gift. I admire him. Me, I know how to cook. I only will cook under that frustration. When nobody is doing it for me, then I'll go and cook. But to joyfully behave like Ahuma under my bedding and all my problem and thinking of something I will preach and then I'll be in the kitchen and still be preparing food. Look, you are worrying me. This one, it's not a burden for him. I lie. It just flows naturally. He says, Chocho, just lie in bed today. I am inside my call, and I am serving inside my call, and I'll serve you breakfast in bed. I was there now. I'm just kidding. So we have a call. Are you understanding me?
Yeah.
All of us have a call. I want you to think deeply. What is it that you are good at? What is it that you love doing? What is it that comes off you naturally, without anybody forcing you? What is that gift? What is that talent that you have? That talent gives you a clue to express a calling. And you know what we do to ourselves? When you were young, can you remember some of the things you used to do? And you yourself, when you think about it now, you wonder, were you the one who did those things? Am I correct? Me, I remember, I can take chalk. Before my father will return from work, the carpet on the floor, I have drawn an aeroplane. Ask me to draw the aeroplane. I remember the design I drew, I used to draw. I can't draw it today. I can't. I lost it through religion and education. That is how dangerous education is. So there is a place that God is bringing us into that people will begin to identify their creative genius. And when we begin to talk about that thing, it is beyond education. Which school did Adam attend? Please, who knows the Adam's teacher? Adam and Eve. Who knows their teacher? Do you know their teacher? The person who taught Adam and Eve. It's just God. When man was created, he didn't go to any classroom, any school, any training. The guy just literally started living. And we need to return back into that essence. That is why when you become born again, Jesus is seeking to bring that grace back inside you so you can return to your original existence again. However, religion tells us that we go to church, we sing a nice song, we just listen to a nice sermon, and then we listen to some nice music, and then we clap our hands, and then we give a good offering, and then we go home. Whereas God is establishing an emissary base where he is coming to equip people and release them back into the world so that they can serve their generation.
Amen.
Some of us have to serve in politics, it's a call. Some of us have to serve as managers, it's a call. Some of us have to serve with, maybe you have a company, it's a call. Because by establishing that company, you will save many people who get into trouble. Some of us are literally seeing young ladies getting destroyed, and we feel, why are these people's life being destroyed? Why are these people's life being destroyed? We actually have a call that should be speaking to that matter. Let me start something that will begin to organize these young girls who are loitering around, walking around aimlessly, so that they will start receiving some spiritual education and capacity in God. Everybody must return to his call. Everybody return to your call. Go, listen, do you know whatever we do in the earth echoes in eternity? And the most important thing as you walk through life is your purpose and call. When Jesus Christ came into this earth, Bible says that he said, a body have thou prepared for me, and concerning what is written in the volume of the book concerning me, I have come. He didn't come because he saw somebody dying and he just want to save, but he understands that he has a purpose, that there are people that must be saved. That is why he came. And that is why when he was even going through all the transactions and the pain and the torment, I wish you would take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, your will be done. As you walk in your call, there may be challenges and troubles and all of those. But because you know that the path to fulfilling that purpose must go through the valley of shadow of something death, you go. But if it's about your comfort, you will pass the other side. And is it Mr. Bean? You only want Mr. Bean comedy, you learn some funny things. He will set up a race with somebody. Then you quickly jump into a cart, and then you ride himself quickly, and then you'll be there waiting for the person. So you see, I'm here, I pass you. He didn't go through the process of the call. And in real life, if that man is a politician, he's a problem. He will lie through his teeth. The guy is lying. He know he's black, but he says this thing is white. And that is what we see in our society. And sometimes when you hear some leaders talking, you ask, who is the pastor of that person? Because assuming you become one political leader and you are talking something, we'll call you. We know you, husband, press the button for your wife to come. And we come and say, hey, you have come to family. Let's address issue. We didn't train you like this. You can't go and destroy. I mean, how can we provide one solution? One solution, we create 10 problems. What sort of calling is that? He said, who have called us, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. I said, one, the call is older than the devil. Two, the call is older than you and your mother and your father. And therefore, the reference point to your call is not your father or your mother. So if your father told you that you will be doltish, you will be asinine, you will be foolish, you will not grow well, I am here to tell you that that thing is canceled in Christ Jesus, because you have a purpose and a call in him.
Amen.
Number three, I told you that the call is in Christ. The reference point is Christ, not man. So what did your teacher tell you? Somebody said, I cannot draw. I cannot do that. I remember the first time I was given an iPhone to my boss, says that remove the SIM card. He himself, those days, that boss, he didn't know where to put the SIM card. They put the SIM card. I said, remove the SIM card that is in it and put. I held the phone. I started trying to remove battery. Oh, and one is laughing at me. Then I told him, I cannot do it. He said, don't ever say you cannot do it. You yourself, the thing you don't know, you are telling me I should not say. Maybe your teacher have told you, you can never do this, and so you have believed it. Your husband have told you, you will continue to be foolish, so you have believed it. Your wife have told you, you are this, and so you are believing.
I am here to tell you that in Christ Jesus is a saving. The word save is sozo, deliver. He has delivered you from sin and its shame. He has delivered you from sickness and its brokenness. He has delivered you from death. In fact, the word salvation is soteria. And soteria is a sentence but not a word. It means to be saved. Saved from sin. It means to be saved from troubles. It means to be delivered. It means to be healed. It means to be prospered. And last, it means to be preserved until the end of time. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling? The call that the Lord has called us unto is a sacred call. Say, my call is sacred. Your call is sacred. It's completely outside the domain. The devil cannot put his hand on that call. And you know what he can do to us is to make us listen to teachings that will make us not see the call. Once we are blind, he's okay. So that you are not walking in the call, but you are walking in something like Mr. Bean. You sit in a cart and you think you have arrived and you have one miracle, you have one opportunity, you have one breakthrough, and you think, oh, it's a done deal. Life is being fulfilled. But actually, the very essence for which you were created, you are not living it. And he is happy. The devil can get us to do something we call the work of God, and we will be actively doing it and calling down fire from heaven, and he's burning 50 soldiers. The next one will come, and they say, the mighty man of God in town, when he speaks, fire comes down and people are burned. Then one day the disciples of Jesus Christ says, we read in the Torah of a certain prophet, Jesus, can we call down fire to burn this? We said, you people, do you know the spirit you are made of? The man, the spirit is operating. Look, the prophetic, the realm of the spirit, you can be very deceived and think you are serving God. So there are all kinds of things parading as God, but they have nothing next to do with God. There are all kinds of things parading as prophetic. They have nothing next to do with prophetic. There are all kinds of things being paraded called my purpose. It has nothing to do with God's purpose. People must go on their knees. Let me tell you a short story. I'm struggling to go to where I am, but I'll get there in the next 5 minutes. I had a spiritual father who is late, so I can say I had. One day, he called me. He said, Michelle. He calls me Michelle. So that's my other name. That name is not, if you send Mumu and you add Michelle, it will not come. It must be Mark Kwame Agbeko. It will come. He said, Michelle, I want to tell you something. The Lord spoke through a prophetess, Sister Vero, that he will raise a prophet in my ministry. I have been expecting and looking around, and I've seen that you are that prophet. But Michelle, you can teach the word of God. Michelle, you can prophesy. Michelle, you can do the work of an evangelist. I want you to go before God and wait on the Lord and ask the Lord, what is your primary calling, and live in that call. And I went to pray. I remember all night, Ashama Government School Park, Mande Brosi Kapayapa, that I will know my call. Lord, I kept praying for hours, 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. I will pray, go dress up and go to school. And the Lord began to speak clearly in many, 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 many ways, confirming, I've called you a prophet, I've given you a teaching anointing. In many other years to come, I will release you to begin to walk in certain dimensions. So my late spiritual mother too, oh my father, they are all gone. Spiritual father gone, spiritual mother too gone. I hope you are listening to this teaching today, out of heaven. Because we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And they look into this thing and say, come on, keep preaching it. Come on, keep running the call. Fulfill it. And when you fall down, they say, oh, but Jesus paid the debt. Rise up. Continue to go. We are giving you full support, because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, 39, 40, he says that, for they did not enter into the promise fully, but God have a better promise and a way for them, that by you and I stepping into it, fulfilling our call, they will also fulfill their call. So if we joke with our call, we delay the purpose of God in the earth. If we joke with our call, there are many, many generations that should be saved. We frustrate them. I spent time praying and the Lord said, you are a prophet. And I have no business with anybody. And he says, I've given you a powerful teaching anointing. And one of the things, the prophetic anointing upon me, That is why I don't worry myself about other prophets. My prophetic anointing gives me revelatory knowledge. When I open scripture as well, I see into scripture. And I love me and myself in my skin. We are the best company. Me, like David, wearing Saul's jacket, and I move. I can't move. I'll never defeat Goliath. David says, all I know is me in my skin. Give me way. He goes with a little pouch, 5 stones, and he slings. And Goliath is down. Wait, see, people are wearing other people's purposes. I want you to put your hand on the temple of your head and pray and say, Father, open me up. Lord, give me eyes to see clearly my call and my purpose. Say, I will not weed in another person's farm. Pray to God that I will not fulfill another person's purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, pray in the spirit. Tell the Lord, open me up. Cause me to begin to see clearly what is that call you have placed upon my life. Masuki poko tosepe. Rebebebe sukapa. If I've missed it, Lord, bring me back into this call. If I've missed it, bring me into this holy calling. This sacred call, Rebo Kototo Boso, Ayan Teke, Bekodo, Rebebebe, Suntoko, Ambakuntore, Kapo, Asuto, Borokoto, Bosiate. Hey, I have a call. Oh, you have a call, and that is the call that will let me tell you something. I am the man of God for the hour, Elijah said. All the prophets are dead. I'm the only man of God standing for you. Is that part of his call? No. And God said, you know something? I have 7,000 who have never bowed down to Baal, nor kissed Baal. They are still walking in their call. We don't know their address. We don't know their miracles. We don't know the name of their churches. We don't know where they fellowship. We don't know their wives. He says, God, Charlie, we need to look for that 7,000. I want to meet that 7,000. Listen, this divine transaction we are starting this week, one of my prayers is, God, I want to meet that 7,000 and the 50 that were kept in cave. I want to meet them. I want to have an encounter. They are in heaven. I want to meet them. They should take me into their company and groom me. Because if God can make a boast of a people who have never been seen, it means that their impact is living in the system. And God said, you know something, I have 7,000. They've never bowed down to Baal, kissed Baal. Elijah, do something for me. Go and anoint Jehu. Anoint Elisha and anoint the other one. And you get ready and get out of the earth. And the man began to take off as if he's a mad guy. He ran Jezebel is after him. He complained. God says, continue to go. He go. At some point, he got to a place. God says, what are you doing here? He was so afraid. In a still small voice. Then in chapter 2 of 2 Kings, it says, God have sent me. God have sent me. Go to Jericho. God have sent Bethel. God have sent me. God have sent me. God. And eventually he's taken up and Elisha takes fully the mantle. Many, many people have ended their call, even in ministry, and they are still walking around. You could end your call in 20 years. God is the one who can fire you 20 years and still be serving him. Yeah. Saul. He's still on the throne. He's serving God. He's a king of the nation called by God, supposedly. David is anointed in the background. David is walking and running in the bush. It's called process. You understand that? They have anointed you to be a king. The only thing that happened to you, after they anointed you, thought you would go to sit in the palace. Now your life is in the bush. Everybody is chasing. They want to kill you. I'm sure you even doubt your call, isn't it? I was like, what is happening to me? What is all this? All this year? Then you'll be complaining. You'll be complaining. Please stop complaining. Because God is the one who can anoint you 20 years from now. But he is the one who is going to put you on the throne. However, the man on the throne has been fired long ago. He's gone. He's gone. Look, I had a. When I'm minding my business and I get visions, I get worried. I had a dream. Let me tell you too. I had a dream last week. No, I had a dream. Yes, last week. And it's about my wife. We went to the hospital in the dream. And then the doctor started complaining. The doctors are complaining and this and that, and why is it that you're not taking your medicine? And say, husband, is she taking them? I said, no, she hasn't been taking. So in the dream, they had given her some tablets for 30 days, and she has not been taking it. And so they asked me, has she been taking them? I said, no. The doctor got mad and wrote a tablet which should be taken for 7 days. Somebody should understand some spiritual things. 7 days. 7 days. So I woke up, I had a dream about it. We went to the hospital and then blah, 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 blah. So the next day, my wife says, I'm not feeling well. We need to go to the hospital. Let's go and check this. And we went. After they did some scans, tests, and all of this, and that, and that, and that, then the doctor said, you, there's a conversation I've been wanting to have with you all this while you've been dodging. Today I will talk. And I was sitting there quietly, I was pressing my phone. You don't take this medicine, you don't take it. You need to commit to a regular regime of, I wish she was sitting here, she would be laughing. And when we get home, she will beat me up. You will need to commit to a regular regime of A, B, C, D, and this and that and that. Has she been taking the medicine? I said, Doc, she has not been taking it. Doctors, I need to talk to you today. And so go take this particular medication. And after 1, 2, 3, something, something days, come back to me. And I'm going to run a series of scans on you again. And now we need to commit to a process. I said, Jehovah, a dream I just had. Minding my business. I had a dream about a church. In this dream, or a vision about a church. In this vision, I saw court papers. Court papers. Have you seen the way people used to put posters in town? And you see Anai Basa Chaka. You see, Shama, those days, St. Mary's. You see the word Chaka, Peche, Basa, all over. It's nasty. That is the way they pasted court papers. Different people suing the church and injunctions from different courts all over. The church is still there today. They have cars, they have money, they have TV, they are running as if nothing has happened. But I know in my heart of hearts, the very things that have gone on for which God is showing me this, which, what is my business? My business is to pray. I can't go and tell the man of God and say, I saw this, and he will slap me. He will call me heretic. So in my little corner, I will pray. However, the Lord made me to understand that it has ended. It's a matter of time. People do not crumble in a day. So there are people who are living other people's purpose and cause. The Shunammite woman, it says, my brothers made me keep another's family. He said, don't despise me. Don't despise me. One of my favorite scriptures in Songs of Solomon. He said, do not despise me because I am black. For my brothers made me kept another person's farm. My own farm I did not keep. When I saw that scripture, I resigned from the place I was working some years ago. The car I was using, instead of the company fixing it, I will literally take my business money, 5,000 Ghana cedis, and use to fix the car. And on this occasion, as I was fixing car, I got mad. I said, I've resigned. I wrote my resignation letter on the 2nd of January of that particular year, 2018. I submitted my resignation letter on the 4th of August, 2018. That should tell you something. I left. Many of us need to identify. Are you living somebody's purpose or call? Many of our churches, when it comes to even pastoral leadership, when people go, the pastor wants to see himself in the people, not the unique grace of God that is poured upon him to distribute and impact the people. But he wants to see his attitude. So if you're not behaving like him and talking like him and fighting people like him, and if somebody, then you are an enemy in the place. But my duty here, and the duty of leadership here, and people leading children, is to put in them the unique grace of God. If I am a teacher, I'm an educationalist, this is the way I would think. What is that unique call for that little girl? How do I raise her to walk in that? What is that unique purpose? What kind of education, what kind of language must I speak to that little girl that will arouse and awaken that thing in her for her to begin to think? So we go to school and it's like, take cat, take elephant, take a dog, and take snake. Then you say, all of you climb the tree. How would the elephant climb a tree? That's what our educational system looks like. So please forgive me for blasting, because from last night, I've been firing and blasting people. Go to Facebook and check what I preach. I fired left, right, center. Forgive me. But the truth must be I read a little poet wrote, he says that if the truth will kill them, let them die. He said, if the truth will make them die, let them die. We have to embrace truth. So you see, when we do not go through process, what happens is that we become a burden. And we are unable to fulfill our call to the maximum. The Bible says that there are many devices in the heart of man. Nevertheless, the counsel of God. When you read the NIV, it says the purpose of God will stand. So go chase any other thing. Your purpose will continue to stand. It will just be standing and be waiting for you. And you will go round 50 years. Then you now come to your purpose. What a life. May the Lord make us discover purpose early. Amen. May the Lord cause us to discover our calling early. Amen. May our children find their calling now. Amen. We pray a canopy of grace upon this meeting and this assembly and this community, this kingdom community. Let wives, husbands, children, oh God, preachers and people serving in workers in every capacity walk in their divine calling. The call is holy. It's sacred. It's unique. It's separated. However, the call makes you live in a certain way. Do you understand that? Because of the call, you will marry somebody. If you go and marry Akosua, you'll be in trouble. Because that call requires that you marry. I want a unique name. I want maybe a name that I like. Yolanda. There's another name. The name is not coming. Kelly Rowland. Maybe you have to marry Kelly Rowland. Then you go and marry Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj. Then you go and marry Beyonce. All the beautiful girls. And you will dance in your house, you will not fulfill your call. Your head will be hot. Because every time you have to do all the beautiful girls. Maybe you have to marry Shakira. And do waka waka. Now you are not doing waka waka. You are doing running. I'm just using these metaphors to explain something to you. The call determines how you live, what path you take, who you marry, who you walk with, what kind of message you listen to. That call is important. If you don't know, you are reading accounting and you decide to devote your time to learn fixes and be doing that cross and HCH and something, and so you go and fill your accounting paper. Did you read CH and all of that to pass some of the papers you passed? What did you read? You read the accounting subject, isn't it? So you dare, if you like, put yourself to experiment. You will bring me back a certificate that looks like cross, because you read reading science. You're an accountant, read accounting. And spread broadly, read some science. I'm giving you proverbial statements. Huh? We don't have to live in a box. So when we would have gone through process, like last week we said, these are some of the things that happen to us. When process happens, and I'm going to race through this, pop, 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 if you are writing, write at the top speed. If you're not writing, do well to revisit the podcast, because all the series we've done so far are sitting on the podcast, except a few. When the call comes, there is something we call elevated transformation. Your life changes. When a process happens to you, do you understand what process means? It means what fabrabomu? Ama abrabo atichiu. Ama nyami the one nanti nanti coin bisu. Which is say, na ufisa ubreu, but ni nina ye say ube rat or frena nyami ediato usono. That's the whole essence. Today I didn't have money. And then, look, there was a time we didn't have money in the house. My wife was lying in the hospital. This little boy plus their senior brother who is in school. So the senior brother and the other two who is here. Me, I prepared Milo for you people. You tell me that the Milo is not sweet. The last one, Elon, the yo-yo man. He said, the Milo is not sweet. I said, what's not sweet? I said, do you know something? Somebody's even looking for sugar to put in water and stir it and drink. You have gotten, the thing is looking brown and there's sugar also in it. And there's bread. It's not sweet. Be there. If you not eat, it's up to you. I left them. I went to shower to get ready. It was that day I got my first car. I went to shower and get ready. Then he came to me and said, Daddy, I have drank all the Milo. I said, that's right. The guy has done a balance between somebody have benefit, somebody does not have. Me, I have. Let me consume this thing so that I will be a happy man. And he went to school. He didn't come up to now. It's not written on his body. He drank Milo. That was not sweet. So you see, comfort is destroying her. That sister, comfort, that spirit, comfort, is worrying us. You see, a lot of young girls, because of comfort, they've destroyed their lives. So stay within the call. When a call happens, when a process happens to you, don't shortchange your process. When process happens to you, I have a very short time. When process happens to you, you come into elevated transformation. Sami, are you understanding this? I prophesied to you and I said that you begin to pray, your fiancé will leave you. If I come and tell you that, what will you do? And I was there, he came to tell me that the fiancé says he's gone. And I know what happened, but it must happen. Sami, did you feel pain or did you feel pain? You didn't feel pain. Why? Because God told you ahead of time. Uh-huh. Me, when my fiancé called me on the phone, I was sitting in the office those days. He said, I just called to tell you that it's over. What kind of conversation is that? At least, I just called to tell you it's over. I closed and went home, changed my dress and went to Compton. I don't know where even what I was doing. Went to Compton. I was crossing the road. I stepped in. I heard, bah! Then I realized that. And I picked a car and went to Spinter's Road. What was there? I went to see somebody. She said, who me want? My heart was being strengthened. Broken heart is sweet, oh. Broken heart. Then today you come and tell me you break my heart. If I assume I'm dead, you will break my heart. After I've discovered purpose, sweet like this. I will chase my purpose. Go. If you want to go, go. I will chase. If I'm dating. But if you are my wife, you want to break my heart, look, you would have to go through 100 years to break my heart. Because it is easy to come in, but it's not easy to go out. Hey. I'm serious. Process. Elevated transformation happens. And one, lifestyle changes happen. In areas of even personal consumption and etc. The way you eat, you realize it changes. If you know you have purpose to attend to something, will you just be spending your money anyhow? I told Bernard, where is he? He disappeared. I told Bernard yesterday, I said, if you are able to save a 10 Ghana cedi every day for 1 year, you have about 3,000 something. Try it. If you cannot do 10 cedis, do 5 cedis. If you cannot do 5 cedis, do 2 cedis. If you cannot do 2 cedis, do 1 cedi every day. How much is one yogurt? There are people, look, those days I used to take Coke every day, those days. If I'd saved them by now, I'd have built a house. So my children, sometimes they said, give me this. I said, me, I will not buy for you. I will not buy. Either you become Coke or you become something else. So when process happens to you, you know the limit of life. You come into self-awareness. You are not aware of yourself. You know the thing that makes you cry. You know the thing that cannot make you cry. You know the thing that makes you happy. You know the thing that makes you angry. Because you have gone through it. You have been getting angry, 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 angry. Now when the thing happens, the devil wants to take advantage of me again. You protect yourself. Process brings us into habits that are transformed into better habits. Your speech must change. If you encounter the call and go through the process of the call, the way you talk must change. There are some people, they talk like all the brake line in their mouth is gone. Every secret, they will tell it. Everything about them. You don't know the person. Immediately you meet the person, everything about your world is known. No. 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 Process will bring you. Even your demeanor changes. You know, first when you are feeling pain, it shows on your face. Everybody sees that you are in pain. But now you are in pain and nobody knows. And you are literally smiling and you are a source of life to many. Paul says that death is working in us, but in you, life. Process. I told a story of how God told, I think chapter 28 of Ezekiel. And he said, Ezekiel, tonight I'm killing your wife. If God come to tell you that tonight I'm killing your wife, what will you do? You will not sleep the whole night, though. You, if your wife wants to sleep, you hold her, my friend, wake up. God, you know God says, but is it Ezekiel, when I kill her, when you step out, no crying. Can you do that? He said, I'm killing your husband. When you step out, don't cry. Don't wear black cloth. Walk around. Go about your duty. If you're a preacher, go and preach. If you are trading in the market, go. And how would you live that? Process is the thing that can make you have a bar of steel and resilience in your heart. Today, we have a church. Listen, I used to do some series on Zoom. For some time now, we've stopped. I'm going to do In the Footprints of Enoch. Maybe about 12 weeks. Alma, you need to do the design for me in the Footprints of Enoch. I want to do about 12 weeks or 18 weeks or 24 or something weeks, about 2 months or something, or 3 months or 4 months, consistently teaching every Thursday on In the Footprints of Enoch until I exhaust it all. And if you study life, you realize that many have not gone through process, and so they are abetting. When you go through process, relationships begin to change. It is when you are in trouble, you know who is your friend. You know who is your friend. But immediately you have plenty, you never know. Relationships will change. So you do not allow soulish relationship to destroy your call. Can I say that again? Ah, the guy is so handsome. Ah, this guy, when I see him, my body, they heat up. Like Nigerians would say, you will fulfill your call. You go and go. You fulfill the call. You fulfill it. We remove all the anointing and grace inside you and pack it in yourself and take it away. And when they finish, they will put you on a shelf and say, oh, the bottle is broken. You are advertised for brokenness. You don't allow soulish engagements to define your relationship. You allow purpose to define who relates to you. Not just anybody you allow into your life. I want to be your friend. Look, I was in the mall this week. Alma, listen, I was in the mall this week. I was pushing the cart and my mind was all over the place. I was fasting. The way I bought the knee, you know, I'm not there to buy it, but my wife says I should go and do something for Edem. Who am I? The lion has roared. Who am I about to prophesy? So I got to this particular aisle and I saw this guy coming and I saw him and I was holding my iPhone. My other phone was in my pocket. So I saw him spying me. I saw him spying me. So he came from this way, came a little close this way, and then he said something to me. And I said, good evening. I heard it like he's greeting me. But the guy was actually casting a spell on me. He said, oh, I thought you were an Igbo man, oh. Hey, oh boy, I thought you were an Igbo man. I said, yeah, I'm not an Igbo man. People say I'm Igbo. He said, oh, nice. He shook me again. He thought he was trying to charm me. Then he said, you know something, oh boy, nice. You know something, he shook me the third time. You know something, wife and picking, the house, no money, and this and that. And I look at him, he doesn't know that I'm in the spirit walking. I look at him quietly, I said, this guy, you finish. I said, you know, the things that I'm buying, I'm going to call my wife to pay. The lion has roared. She will pay for it. So I don't have anything to give you. He said, okay, thank you. And we left. I would have shook him. Before he realized the money that I had on me, I would just count the money and put it in his hand like a blind man and I'll go. I gave phone to Daniel. Daniel, I gave phone, one of my phones that I was using, I got another phone, I gave to Daniel. Daniel got to Ashamaj and somebody took the phone on him and gave him wood. Traffic light, he sat in the car, somebody took the phone on him from him and gave him wood. And he brought the wood to come and show me in church. So you see, it's not just anybody you allow into your home. It's not anybody you allow into your home. We allow somebody visited Nigeria and they have a place. We allow the person into our home, the wahala we went through in Nigeria. It's not anybody you allow into your life. Your call is precious. Protect it as if you are the way you lock your door at night or when you are stepping out to make sure a thief and a robber does not come in. That's the same way you protect. And that is what a process does to you. You begin to know the behavior of human beings. And you see, the process of God is so powerful that you will not say, I don't trust human beings. No. You know human beings. Bible says Jesus, he knows the nature of human beings. So he did not commit himself unto them. When I do, hail him, they'll kill you. Oh, drink. Oh, it's all for you, drink. There's poison in there. You need to know those who say drink. And you know the person is literally speaking from his heart. Drink this thing and be joyful. And those are the people. You don't go to people who will pollute your mind. Me today, if a prophet come and tell me that the woman I'm married to is wrong for me, he is sorry. And people tell people. Now, in the plan of God, it's not in God's mind for you to, okay, enough. Did you say God is taking Elijah away? Okay, you, it's okay, I've heard. Pack yourself. That is the behavior you must walk in. So, he said, I know. And so what? He continues, I know. And so you have to, somebody come and tell you, your husband is like this, your wife is like this, your son is like this, and that, you sit down with your son. Son, I heard A, B, C, is it true? Is that it? He tells you his version. He said, if it is true, if you're not sure if it's true, correct it. You are maturing. Process makers, people who are whole. And you see, prophetic meetings will not be telling you this, because prophetic meeting, that is the supernatural can be deceptive. So teaching now establishes us. Then we add the prophetic to it. When we appear, we are like lions. Today we have a church that is working like this. In the earth, spiritually, we are all working like this. Because we don't have the balance to life. You give somebody a job and they say, so by God's grace, I'll come and do the job by God's grace. And 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 1 year, by God's grace, and we fire you. You think the man sitting there, he understands by God's grace? He understands results. So, listen, I am saying that, look, what we intend to enter into in this life, in this, our life of living, we must become, let me use Nigeria, functional human beings. We must live significant. We must become relevant. We are not just passing through. Passing through to do what? Pew warming? No. Relevant people. Let me try and wrap up this thing. And next week we'll continue. Yeah. We are not in a race with anybody. Abby? We are not chasing anybody. Who are we chasing? Who are we trying to bypass? We are talking to our own selves. So my own ways I have to correct. Having look at process. This thing annoys my wife. This thing makes my husband angry. When I talk like this, it makes my husband angry. You have gone through process. You have done it 5 years, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, whatever. Then let me change the way I do it. Process. Isn't process so sweet? It looks grievous from the beginning. But at the end of the day, the fruit benefits everybody. When you go through process, personal time management changes. Yeah. Personal time management changes. You know, I've noticed over the years, not just here, the way people relate to the matters of church, kingdom activities, they will never do that to their bosses. Yeah. Because we don't pay you here. In fact, you actually bring the offering. And as a matter of fact, we want the offering to support the work, isn't it? Yeah. So somebody will tell you that, look, I am the one supporting you, I will not support you again. Let's understand. We must be on time. We want to start our services by 8 o'clock. We pray 50 solid, powerful minutes. Then we do worship to about 9:20. By 9:30, we are teaching. By 10:30, teaching is done. If there's prophetic, we add 15, 20, 30 minutes on top. 11, we close and go our way. Then we are fine. We are walking in life with purpose and clear identity. When you walk through purpose, and when you walk through process, you have definition of identity. You are very clear. You know who you are. You don't be wearing Saul's jacket and going to battle. You will die. You see this one doing this, you want to do. You see this one doing, you want to do. You see, sometimes in church, that is what happened to people. Before you see, it's like somebody who is building a house. And now you look at the house, you don't know which architect actually drew the house. Whether it's a woman who drew it, or it's Chocho who drew it, or it's me, or because you are seeing Nicholas in there, you are seeing Chocho in there. You don't even know. You are seeing something that looks like a ship, and the thing is on a ship, like an aeroplane, and like a house. Confusion. We copy, and we keep copying all kinds of things. But when you know purpose, you're not bothered. Whether the person is doing miracles or not, you're not bothered. When people are scattered away from you, rather go to Peter and say, Peter, will you also leave? Jesus said, will you also leave? And Peter assured him. But Saul, he didn't ask anybody. He said, what do you mean? Me too, I can be a man of God. After all, it's anointing. You know, be anointing, you know, be power, 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 power. So he goes through deliverance, and then before you see, a demon hits him, and he will paralyze the rest of his life if God has not had mercy. These are the foolish things that, excuse my language, foolish things that young men are walking in. Instead of finding, waiting on the call and the process and being defined and powerful, they don't care. We have become fried rice generation. Check, check. Nicholas, you know the check, check generation? You see, remember the check, check that we used to buy on the roadside at Shaiman? Opposite the station area, there used to be some guys with black, big pan. We don't even know where the pan is coming from. The pan, the thing started and the pan is looking black already and they are using gas. You don't know. Chocho, when you are frying the thing, you eat and your stomach is paining you. You go back and there is Maggi. They will put this sauce Maggi on it. You are eating. We like to eat junk food, thinking we will grow, and we have heart problems. We have arthritic problems. Our blood is polluted. I'm talking about a call. I'm talking about process. Please stay focused. Tell yourself, I'll be focused. Come on, tell yourself, I'll be focused. I'll not allow anybody to deceive me. So if somebody come and tell you your husband is this and that, let me give you a very nice advice. Because I didn't get an opportunity to counsel you. So anytime I see you, I'll counsel. Whether we are meeting on the road, I'll counsel. I tell you, and I saw your husband walking with a certain lady and his hand is around a certain lady's waist. And so I know. Leave him alone. Please, do you hear me? You have a lot of peace, so... Leave his phone alone. If he doesn't give you the password, don't bother. Live your life. Do you understand? I'll give you another secret. This one is Chocho counsel. I tell wives and husbands, don't monitor your wife. Don't monitor your husband. I was talking to my wife's friend, and then I heard the husband talking on the phone. Whom are you talking to? Whom are you talking to? I said, hey, my friend, give the phone to him. Let me talk to him. What is it? Then the wife said, come for the phone. Then the wife said, you will not come for the phone again. When he picked up, I said, I'll call his name and say, Wafa, what is your problem? Leave the lady alone. There's a secret. Bible says, I and my shoddy are one. You know that scripture. Go and look for it. It says, I and my shoddy, we are one. Wherever he goes, if you are one, wherever he goes, are you not there? So that is what empowers your spiritual capacity to even enter into dreams and visions. Then you can tell your angel, assuming some Jezebelian girl decided to want to manipulate him, you cannot tell and say, angel of the Lord, you spoke to me. The car that you'll be traveling, let the car not arrive there. Let the boat driver be confused and end him up in a different location. Let him get angry and eventually be frustrated and come home. If he's driving himself, angel of the Lord, make sure when he gets to a portion, let the car not move. But when he turns his route and want to come home, let the car begin to work. He shall understand the voice of the Lord. So you will know things without suspecting anybody. This peppermint generation have destroyed us. They say pepper them, frustrate them, chase them, persecute them. That generation, they are a disaster. James, if you fool, me too, I'll fool. Why? James is fooling. Is it your case? Let James fool. What a generation. Please, let me try and finish this. I have just some few lines. I want to stop at some few lines, and then next week, I will jump and talk to you about some examples of men who have gone through process and what happened to them. Then, as time goes on, maybe I'll come and talk about relevance. Because you see, we are not just here to clap our hands and listen to a nice sermon and go home. We are here to be equipped for life. This is an emissary base where apostles are being trained. Some of them are entrepreneurs. Some of them are housewives. Some of them are educationists. Some of them are preachers, pastors. This is a training camp. When God looks down into the earth in our churches, what do you want to see? You want to see an ecclesia, a people who make a decision. I was telling somebody that the ecclesia, it comes from two words, ek and sia, and it means the call out ones. These were special people with special graces, special education, abilities. Some of them were accomplished men in society. They were army generals. Some of them were accomplished men in businesses. And they come together concerning the nation in which they live and to decide what happens in the nation. I read in a source somewhere that said they could even start wars.
They rule with the emperor of the day. They are like the parliament. And they can say, in parliament, we have decided and sanctioned, and it is signed. Everybody say, yeah, yeah. And then every hand, all the ecclesia members says, yeah, yeah. And what is it? We are going to fight Togo. Whether you are a soldier, you are the military commander, parliament have decided, won't you go? You will be negotiating. That is how powerful God wants us to be in the earth. And so when we are just clapping, I think the late Archbishop Benson Daosa, he said, if your pastor only makes you clap your hands, you listen to a nice sermon, you sing a nice song, you give a nice offering, he said, run for your life. Church is not for that. We are here to be equipped and empowered. We become good husbands, good wives, good children, righteous children, oak trees in the earth, oaks of righteousness, affecting nations, changing society. Then I'll hear they said, Ahuma and the wife have started some powerful company and it's all over the nations of the earth and governments are being transformed, society being changed. And then we know we are creating certain impact. And then we have raised our children properly. We cannot be clapping our hands, singing nice songs, and we are all broken people. No. So when you go through process, your personal priority changes. What is important to you? What is urgent? Oh, your friend comes, okay, Charlie, let's go. Then you get up and you go. Where are you going? Jehoshaphat, one day he went to visit Ahab, and Ahab says, we are going to war. And he says, I'll go with you. Hey, me, I'll go and fight with you. He went, he almost died. Look into scripture. There are all kinds of patterns. So your priorities change. What is important to you? You believe in slapping women now. Your priority have changed because process. God have now hung the hand. The hand is now in chains in heaven. You can't slap again. Your priority have changed. Your worldview changes. It's called mindset. Let me give you an assignment. All of us, this week, you have the internet. Google mindset. Read different things about mindset. Mindset. What is mindset? Read. Your mindset define your responses in life. When process happens, this is my last part. When process happens, it diminishes dimensions in your life. Like what dimensions? There are certain dimensions in your life that are changed. For example, cultural inhibitors. As for us, I know somebody, if he doesn't eat fufu, every morning is fufu he eats. Can you imagine? Every morning, I'm eating fufu. I've given the pattern to my children. The lady she married is coming from America. She doesn't even know what is fufu. You're going to be disturbing somebody's daughter, frustrating the girl. Then eventually the marriage now collapses because of fufu. No, please, let's be real. People's marriages have collapsed because of Pepsodent. Hey, the man will squeeze the Pepsodent from me. That's me, I'll squeeze Pepsodent from the bottom. My wife, for example, she will just squeeze. She doesn't, it's not a bother. When it gets finished, she will now roll it and squeeze. Me, from the onset, I'm squeezing. Somebody's marriage collapsed because of toilet seat. The man goes and he just sprays the toilet seat. The woman has complained and complained. There's a woman who was close to us. The marriage collapsed because the husband says she talks too much. So in the area, they name her Peace FM. Peace FM. They said, this is the way our grandfathers did it. What are you talking about? The lady you married, the man you married, the people you are leading, are they part of your grandfather's company? They didn't know your grandfather. They said, this is the way my mother talked to my, hey, sit down. My little girl, sometimes when I see her, you know, she's among boys, so one have to pay attention. I said, hey, you. I said, hey, come. Please, you don't talk to a man like that, okay? That's the way the boys are training her. So me, who is matured as a man, will not take that. But his brothers, they will be joking and playing. But when I see that at this level of the play, it has gone beyond play, something else would happen. Let me step in. I said, my dear, you know, you don't talk to a man like that, okay? You understand? He said, okay. Then we have solved our problem. She will keep it in her mind as she's growing. Maybe she grows, she will make a mistake. She'll talk to a man in a way like, the man is not happy. Hey, let me check myself. I remember my dad told me something. When you go through process, cultural inhibitors get destroyed.
You don't carry it. This is kingdom. It's not church even. This is kingdom. When we go through process, past family dysfunctionality is gone. Past family dysfunctionality. They say, as my father is a drunkard, me too, I'll be a drunkard. I will die with it. What who told you? So God will not take you to process. At some point, you see the alcohol. At least you see the advert on TV. Say, when I see Pito Boile, I am happy. A time will come when you see Pito Boile, you'll not be happy. Because you'll be served hot Pito. Our former house, where we used to live, where you visited before in Lebanon, Checkpoint Road, that area. Something happened. There's a guy behind our house. He can drink and be boozed like a fish. Some months ago, before we left the place last year, I saw the guy. The guy was fine. He was wearing some nice sneakers. The guy was looking sane. If you say somebody is sane, you understand? Do you know you can see somebody and know that the person on your correct? If you anyone say, who beat him on your correct? But this one was a guy, why are you sane? Why are you pristine? Why are you shirt? Are they nice? Why are you jeans? And all nanti, good morning. Hey, what happened? Then I asked, he said, there's some man who came around who said he can help him. And there was something, he added it to alcohol for him. And he gave it to him to drink. When he drank the thing, he vomited the whole day. And he was crying. After that, he became okay. It's called process. You will see Pito boiling. You will run for your dear life. He said, as for me, anything in skirt, I will chase. You very soon, you will meet the skirt. When you meet the skirt, you will be acting skirt like Sibalo. And you will be, you will act movie. A skirt, are they not the same spelling? Skirt, 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 skirt. Okay, that one is skit. Ethnicity and gender biases get broken. You don't respect woman, you don't respect man. That thing is gone. They say, as for us, our tribe, we are aware people, we are fantis. As for us, we are notness. Who talk you? In the kingdom, there is no Jew, there is no boy, there is no girl, there is no man, there is no woman. Though we are many, we are one body. We are one body in Christ. One love, one hope, one joy, one faith, one spirit, one Father over all. The wall of divide is broken. Pastors need to hear this. Socio-economic impediments get broken. Can I say something? When the call of God is upon you and the process has happened, you are living in a little city, but the whole world will hear of you. Your nation is not on the map even, but the world will chase and come down because socio-economic barriers are thrown apart. Please stay with the call. Stay with the process. Be prayerful. Chase after God. He will fulfill it. Faithful is he who has promised. And he will do it. He will do it. You see the way I teach, like I'm teaching to 1,000, 20 million people? Because I've seen them already. And I'm teaching to them in the spirit. And they are listening to me. And that's the way I teach. Even if I come and it's empty, I'll be teaching like that. So that is the way you fulfill your purpose. Nobody should be watching you. God is watching you. It's you and your educational preoccupation and prejudice get broken. You know, some people, they believe that, so where they believe that if you are not educated to a certain level, you cannot be like what, excuse my language, like what Kennedy Jepos was saying, when it comes, every pastor will have to go and do theology. Who told you? Are you the one who called people? Knowledge makes our face to shine. Knowledge makes us to behave well. But don't come and tell me that I will not fulfill my call if I have not. Like in Rwanda, they say, if you have to be a pastor, you have to have a degree. The call is not about degree. He said, we have saved us. When he saved you, then he gave you a call. And that call is sacred, is special to you. It is unique to you. That call makes you live holy. Because of that call, you live in a certain way. Where is the education that comes in there? And they said, this call is not according to your works, your education, your preoccupation. You think when I have a PhD, then now I can begin to meet the politicians. No, it is the power of God and the grace of God. When you have power and grace, it says, I found my servant David with my holy oil of anointed me. Therefore, the enemy shall not outwit him. There cannot be a proper anointing with foolishness. Hey, when you are anointed in your call, you will have wisdom. Your face shines with wisdom. An angel comes to touch your head, and suddenly you are illuminated. You have understanding of matters that even politicians and economists with PhDs and double and quadruple of them cannot understand because of a grace that is upon you. However, it doesn't mean education is not important. So we have to set the parameters. But some people are preoccupied. You don't have certificate, so you cannot do this. I believe in the raw power and the grace of God that we can add a certificate to it. There are people who have gone to Bible school, they are not pastors. But the Bible school have a way of making you think to be a pastor. They have gone to Bible school, they've taught them missionary. So he now thinks he's missionary, but he's not a missionary. Square pegs in round holes. Time for us to return to our true identity and cause. Educational preoccupations and prejudices get broken. Political loyalties are broken. Woe is me, for I've seen the Lord. The train of his hope fills the temple. I am among a people of unclean lips. Hey, Isaiah chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5. What have you been prophesying? Who called you? He say, and the angel said, who shall I send? Who shall go? He said, here I am, send me. So what has he been doing all this while? Political loyalty because of the little Isaiah those days, he was in the palace. So he was a man of the palace. He was a prophet who was called to the palace. Hezekiah would call him, come, let's chop, let's have table. But when it happened to him, he realized that no, woe is me. I am among a people of unclean lips. You can be walking powerfully in a call and not fulfilling it until an encounter. That is why this week, let me use this opportunity too, because I'm ending now. That is why this week we have a meeting. Please all listen to me. You can't miss this meeting. Yeah, you can't miss this meeting because we are praying. We have been coming for all nights the past 2 weeks. We are praying for atmospheres. And on Tuesday, we are going to be here praying, asking God to move in this place. And the theme for Divine Transactions 2024 is Divine Encounters. An encounter that changes a man. When you have a divine encounter, your language changes. Each process brings total transformation. God bless you. I want us to pray. I want us to just pray. I just want you to pray. Just pray in the spirit. You heard a lot. Each process brings transformation. Talk to God now.